This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The end of the world. End of world as we know it. Oh, and I feel fine. And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show as we begin another Monday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he's still out. Kale Berger, he's helping us out today. Producer Matt will be in tomorrow. Jim Colony's at his regular spot, not far from where I'm located at Jim's home, doing the updates from his dining room table. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
Good, good. How was your, I guess it was a holiday weekend, but it didn't feel like a holiday weekend totally for everybody. So how was your weekend?
It was good. It was hot. Steam and hot. So that was nice. And, I don't mind. I've gotten to the point where I don't mind it. I'd rather be hot than cold. I don't know. But it was good. I started wondering something, and I wondered it more this weekend. You know those things that are so simplistic in nature, but someone invented them, and you're wondering, like, wow, like this person invented this. And they're probably living in a $13 million house in Belize somewhere. They have no worries. They're living next to that guy with the long hair that's like the Virgin Airlines guy or whatever. You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, Branson. Yeah.
They probably have him as a neighbor. And they
right down the street from Facebook guy until everything crashed for him last week.
Right. And like Bezos or whatever the guy's name is. You know who probably is in that boat that is the most simplistic, easy invention in the history of the world is pool noodle guy.
Yes. Yes.
Now, they're not all under one roof. Like pool noodle, I don't know. And I wondered that too. Does the pool noodle have like a trademark where only one company makes them? I'm sure probably not, but imagine the amount of pool noodles in the world and the person that came up with them at the beginning.
Right. Like, is there a patent for the pool noodle that somebody cashed in on? There has to be, right? Yeah, here we go.
And
hold on.
Is there anything more simplistic in its invention, in its delivery, in its structure? It is simply a tubular piece of floating material. That's it.
It's just a piece of styrofoam. That's all it
yes.
is. It's a piece
yes.
of styrofoam. Steve Hartman is the CEO and president of Industrial Thermal Polymers, but he's got another claim to fame. He's the guy who first decided that colorful foam tubes make a pretty fun pool toy. He invented the pool noodle 3 decades ago when he first went into business with his dad in Toronto.
And here we go. Here's the story. Marketplace.org. Meet the man, Steve Hartman. What's his net worth? Does it list his net worth here?
A lot, probably.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be ridiculous. It's got to be just. Go ahead.
Just in our pool alone, we've got at least 8 to 10 of these things, right? and a couple have you know, you lose them. You lose a good soldier along the way occasionally. It's a windy afternoon, and one blows out of the pole and flies halfway down the neighborhood before you can catch it. Or, you know, it just gets chewed up, ends up in the skimmer, gets demolished. But nobody really ever stops accumulating these things. That's what's crazy to me. Is, you know, I've been to people's pools before where they've got literally dozens of them, and there are children floating on them like makeshift rafts, and it's just, there's noodles everywhere. Despite the fact that you would think there would be some sort of point where, okay, enough noodles have been made for the entire world, it doesn't feel like we're getting any closer to that point.
I'm with you. It dates back 30 years, this guy, and there's two guys that claim to have done it. They each insist, Steve Hartman and Rick Koster, and either will budge for posterity reasons. One guy's 72 years old, yada, yada, yada. I don't know. There's this big, long story about it, but how about it's Industrial Thermopolymers that created this company? I'm here for it, though. By the look of this guy's spread, he's doing really well. I was looking at them because my in-laws have a pool. We went over there a couple times over the weekend, and they're very close to our house. Jim knows exactly where it is. You could kind of like see it from the road. And I was looking at these pools, and there must have been, I don't know, six of them. And there's red and yellow and blue and green. And whatever. And you just kind of like lay on it, tie. And it's really like it blew me away how – I wonder how the idea came to this. I've got to read up on this. This is – it just piqued my curiosity this morning. It was a guy laying around, and he like worked in foam. He's like, yeah, you know what? I could do this.
That's what this Hartman guy says. He says, we had these foam rods lying around. They were called backer rods, used in anything with expansion joints, high-rises, ramps, roads, runways. You peel the caulk or tar, and there's a foam rod in there to seal it. Hartman says he would take those foam rods and realized, just sitting there looking at them, like, hey, they were big and gray, but they would float. So he figured, hey, if we make them bright, fancy colors, kids will love these things, apparently.
Jeez. See, this is – these are the people I root for in life. I know nothing about this guy personally. I don't. But this is the kind of guy, I don't want to say I can relate to, but don't you feel closer to this guy than the guy at CMU who's devising something? They're both equally important, I think. But don't you feel closer to that guy than the guy at CMU who's devising some computer program to do this or do that? I mean, because I know I do.
Yes, but it also calls to mind the fact that every average, everyday Joe, and we're all like this, we all want to find that thing that we hit it big on, like that average everyday thing where we've all been sitting around and we think we have some genius invention, or we think we've thought of something that no one has thought of before. Like, you know what I saw over the weekend? A cherry pitter. I had no idea such a thing exists. It's a little contraption. You put the cherry in and you squeeze it. It looks kind of like a garlic press, except obviously there's just one big peg instead of many tiny little pegs. And you squeeze it, and it pops the cherry pit out. And I saw this over the weekend, and it was like it was like a man seeing fire for the first time. I had no idea what I had just seen, because it pops the pit out completely clean, and you get so much more cherry. You don't have to chew around it and then spit the pit out into a bowl or whatever. And I found out this thing's been around forever. But everybody wants to have that one thing. Like, if you would have told me there was a thing to get the pits out of cherries without having to sit there and chew on a cherry and spit it out, I'd have told you, yes, whoever invented that is a genius. And everybody wants to have that one item that would make life easier in some small way, and we think we can do it. Well, Pool Noodle Guy did it.
Yeah, because, you know, I was reading a story. This was a while ago. There's this place called Hoi Phong Foods, right? And they brought, and it's a Vietnamese refugee, this guy, right? And I think he lives in the Bay Area. Well, he brought sriracha sauce here to America. And so he was like, sriracha sauce. Yeah, it's great. Everybody loves it. Yeah. And they're like, oh, man, everybody really loves it. You want to patent it? He's like, I don't know if I want to fill out all the paperwork or whatever. And so He could have patented sriracha sauce, this guy who owns this Hoi Fong Foods. And but instead, he was just like, I never trademarked the term. I don't want to fill out all the paperwork, whatever. Or the, like, distinctive cap, you know, like that green cap on the red bottle.
A little nozzle, yeah.
So everybody made it. Widespread reproduction of this stuff, like a total knockoff. And the guy, I guess, later was, like, kicking himself. Like, do you realize, people were like, do you realize from a business sense the error that you made here, my man?
Yeah.
Like, you could have had everybody had to give you sort of, you know, rights that you're not, they're knocking off your product.
He had the thing. He had the thing that we all wish we could have, that moment of genius, maybe not even genius inspiration, but just that moment of introducing something to people that they had no idea existed, and he could have been the guy. He could be sitting on that Costa Rican beach right now.
Yeah, and I was reading this story. The guy had, like, no marketing budget. He was just a guy that made this sauce by himself, and he could have had, everybody had to pay him, and he wouldn't even have had to produce the sauce, just to pay him for the likeness of using the word sriracha. And
wow,
my man messed up. Totally messed up. Yeah,
that's a whiff.
Swing and a miss.
It's a 3-1 breaking ball hanging right over the heart of the plate, and all you got to do is just get it to the grass and drive in the go-ahead run, and you just whiffed.
Because I think back to the pool noodle guy who intrigues me, and I think of those commercials, and I often see them in the morning as I'm waiting for the show. It's like that guy chipping away on the stone. It's like Inventors. It's like that old, you know, Neanderthalish guy chipping away at a circular stone with a chisel. It's like, if you have an invention that you think, and I've thought about that a couple times, like, man, what could I invent that could get me out of this rut? Like, I know some guys that they're trying to invent this handleless, like, door grabber sort of thing, you know, because of COVID.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. Yes.
And they're doing, like, their own version of it. And they got it in a couple places. But, you know, what could I invent that to where I don't have to get up at 3:30 in the morning, and all I got to do is walk to the mailbox each month and get that check? There's got to be a market for something out there in the world.
There is. We all need that divine moment of inspiration to hit and to realize, oh, my God, if I just took these styrofoam things from the expansion joints and made them pretty colors, I could sell them for 99 cents a piece and never have to work again, because kids all over the world would float on them.
I know. Oh, there has to be even if something, like, I work for somebody for a little bit. It just let me buy in at, I don't know, 10%. This is like that show with Mark Cuban or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, why can't I think of the name of it now? Shark Tank, right?
Shark Tank. This is like Shark Tank. We should do our own Shark Tank. We should, when we're allowed to gather again, we should do our, you know what? This is not a terrible idea. To have the Barrel Studio, have our own Shark Tank, people come in with their inventions and give the yes or no.
How do we see? Here's the thing. I think we also we need to tie Jim's refusal to try new foods into this somehow too. So maybe it's a food focused thing where people try to get Jim to like a new food. It's like getting Mikey to like the Life cereal or whatever, that, you know, that commercial from when we were kids. Can you get Jim to eat this new food? I don't know. I'm trying to marry too many different concepts, maybe, but there's something in there.
Yeah, we got to do something. I can't wait to get back in that studio, by the way. All right, we got to get moving here. Lots of talk about big week for sports, it feels like. The hot dog eating contest, we have to break that down. Unbelievable audio in our breakfast bites. But fan weather right now. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet and McMurray. The sun, it is shining on great deals, like 0% for 72 months at Sun Chevy and sunchevy.com. Today, really hot again, 95, 96 for a high, 71 for a low.
That's the weather.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.